what about if someone is in the water and didn't swim well enough and he died? You might say, well, he got...
He drowned.
And, and you say every year, that's a really bad place that they swim in that river. Every year someone has
gotten drowned.
Okay, and you might say, don't go down there, I'm afraid you will...
You will drown.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And if there was something in a tree and you wanted to get up, or maybe you were picking fruit, what would you do?
You would have to climb the tree.
And after you did that, you'd say, well, I...
climbed the tree.
And I have, every year I have
climbed the tree.
And if a person wants to hide behind a low bush or something, what does he have to do?
Squat.
And if in church, you might say she walked up to the altar and she...
knelt.
And if you're very tired, you say, I'm going to go over to the couch and...
lie down.
And if someone was very sick, he couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day.
He just lie in bed all day.
All right. And yesterday he in bed all day.
He lay in bed all day.
And day after day he has
lain in the bed.
And if you talk about something that you saw in your sleep, you say, well, this is what last night I
dreamed.
And I hope I don't
dream it again.
And I have
dreamed it again before.
Or many times. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And if you bring your feet down on the floor, like that, you say, I
stomp my foot.
And if someone's in a car and someone else is walking, and if it's a man and he sees a girl and he knows or something, he might say, may I
help you, or may I give you a ride?
Okay, are you home? May I
carry you home?
And to get a boat up on land, you may tie a rope to it and
tow it up,
or
pull it up.
And if your car was stuck in the mud, you might ask someone to get behind you and give you a
push.
And if you carried something very, very heavy, a sack of meal, something just a huge load, you might say, I what it?
I carried it.
I picked it up and I
carried it.
Okay, any other ways of saying that?
I have heard I fetched it, but I never used
you
that.
Use it.
No.
All right. If there's something, say something very fragile, say some children come in and they're just terribly rough and so forth, and they start toward that, and you want to tell them not.
Mm-hmm.
You might, what would you say? Don't
touch that. Or don't play with that.
Or it, don't touch.
Don't touch it.
Mm-hmm. And if you need a hammer, you might say to your son, go
bring me the hammer.
And, In playing tag, the tree that the children run to is
base.
Or in football, there's
a goal post.
And you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And you say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And he has
caught it.
And somebody says, let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And somebody has perhaps worked for you and was just too lazy for anything, and you let him go, and he comes back and says, well, just give me
one more chance.
Okay.
Or another chance.
And if a man is in a very good mood, you might say, well, he is really in a very good
He is in a very good humor.